Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
My eyes are prepared. How are your eyes, Zoe? Prepared?
Yes.
Yep, just about. How are you, Sam?
I think I need an eye test.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're all good.
Yeah, well, I don't drive, so like, there's no real importance of me seeing much, but...
You don't need to see, it's not important.
No.
What's happening in the TV?
So, this is an exciting one I want to talk about. It's on TVNZ On Demand. Why can I never say the NZ part of NZ?
TVNZ On Demand.
My throat is just going on. No, TVNZ On Demand. It's called Creamery. It's by the Flat Three ladies. So you've got Ali Zhu, JJ Fong, and Pulina Lau. Three Chinese New Zealanders who are starring as the leads of the show. They co-created it. They star in it. They're all involved. They started working on it in 2018. If you want to know more about the production itself, there's a really cool article on the spin-off, actually, that's written by one of the creators.
Oh, cool.
That I was reading this morning, because I wanted to get a little bit of background. And basically, it takes place in rural New Zealand, and trigger warning, there's been a virus that has killed all men in the world.
They started working on this pandemic TV show way before the pandemic was even a
and then filmed it thing. During the pandemic.
What?
Oh my god, crazy, right? So
the virus has killed all the men?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Keen. So it's a society run by a woman. I think it's like 8 years after this virus comes about. And basically, they find the last man on Earth.
The last man on Earth!
Played by the spunky as anything, Jay Ryan.
Sarah just walked past cackling.
Cackling. who you'll remember from Go Girls, and also JJ.
I loved Go Girls.
Honestly,
not tangent into Go Girls, but it's a great show.
Well, it could be a whole podcast. Like, we could do a whole episode on Go Girls. But yeah, so stalwarts of New Zealand cinema, you've got Kimberly Crossman, you've got my friend Ava Jacoby, who's also as an extra on the show. Shout out Ava, love you. And it's just a really fun time. So it's a dark comedy, or it's billed as a dark comedy, but it's also, like, it's very dark. Like, it's dark sci-fi as well. Like, I got to the last two episodes, six episodes long in the first season. There will be a season two.
So hang on, you can watch all of them now on TVNZ On
right
Demand,
now.
Or you can watch them as they come out drip feed on the real telly.
Yeah,
as well.
So they're coming out on TVNZ 2, I believe, but I don't own a TV. So I watched them on TVNZ On Demand. I believe there's only six episodes.
Okay.
Every communications I've seen on like the reviews and stuff have said that
six eps.
That they're all available to stream now.
Cool. Okay.
So I've watched all six eps that are available to stream now, so I assume they're all on there. I will keep checking to see if there's any more, because it ends on quite a cliffhanger and I'm kind of keen to know more. But yeah, a very, very fun TV show. The three lead actresses, oh my god, my mouth.
It's Friday.
The three lead actors are just phenomenal. They all play like very disparate characters that all have very different motivations, and it comes together quite well, because there can be shows where you've got like a three female lead and it's very much like same sides of the same coin, but just like different, like one's ginger, you know, like that's sometimes what they just do with TV shows.
I've also been
watching The Bold Type, and that's kind of that show.
Right.
And it's really, really fun. And it gets dark when it wants to get dark, but it's also always like has a bit of brevity to it. And it just speaks to like the absolute phenomenal powerhouses we have here in New Zealand. Because I saw in the article I read, the creator was like, we were very lucky and also very unlucky that some of our best actors in New Zealand had come back to New Zealand for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So they got basically their dream cast. Which is such a delight as a creator, but also like obviously a bit of a
silver lining to a weird whole year.
Yeah, exactly. And it shows that they just really love the show, because like they've been working on it for so long, and the Flat Three girls, they've been doing web series for like 10 years, I believe. So they're a like unit. They know exactly what they're doing.
I remember
how to work off each other.
I remember when that web series started coming out, it was so funny. Like, just the gags in it were so relatable, and like the lines were so sharp that I'm so stoked that we can kind of see that dynamic play out across a full-length TV show. I think that's awesome, yeah.
And getting like the creative control to do something you really want to do, and obviously representation on screen is so important, because this is the first show with three Chinese New Zealander leads ever.
Maybe
even one of the first shows with three Chinese leads in New Zealand. I don't know. What am I trying to say? Who knows? But yeah, really, really fun show. I was talking about it with my flatmate Daisy, because we always find that we get a bit of the ick when we watch New Zealand actors and stuff, because we just kind of cringe for them.
It's a weird cultural thing our whole country is always reckoning with. Yeah.
Yeah, because like we're so used to hearing American and UK accents that when we hear a Kiwi accent, we're like, oh, because like I just watched Godzilla versus Kong and there's a Kiwi in that.
Is it Julian Dennison's in
Yes,
that
that's
one?
The name. Yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. I've just blanked on the name and I was like, I'm just going to skate past that one. yes, from Hunt for the Little People fame and Deadpool too. And it kind of just like threw me out of it. But this obviously is set in New Zealand and it's just like so just reminiscent of like the farms you see. When I grew up out west, like the farms and the land. And it's just like, it's so Kiwi.
So it's called Creamery and it's this kind of like dystopian. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really keen to watch it. It's got this like dystopian energy, obviously. Science fiction show, as you were saying. What's
not
the
like
farm
heavily
thing?
Science fiction, but like the JJ Fong's character, I can't remember her name, I'm really bad with character names. She plays someone who lost her husband, obviously, and her baby boy.
Oh, right.
So she's desperate to get pregnant again, and there's a pregnancy lottery where they give out sperm from spermbanks to have a fruitful and nurturing society. It's really that vibes.
Okay, it's got a bit of a Handmaid's Tale flavour.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And she's desperate to get pregnant again, and then she finds the last man on Earth, and she's like, oh my God, my problems are solved.
It's Jay Ryan.
And she also works on a dairy farm because her husband owned the dairy farm.
Okay.
So it's like one of the first scenes you see her, and she's like inseminating a cow, and it's kind of like a... you know, rolling metaphor.
Okay, cool.
That she like breeds cows and also wants to have a baby herself.
It sounds like a wild ride of a show.
Yeah, and the villain in it is just phenomenal. She really, really just has this like terrifying energy. And the last two episodes, episode 5 and episode 6, there is some trigger warning stuff there, just around like assault and stuff. And TVNZ, obviously, because they're gems, have really good trigger warnings in front of all their stuff. And it does get satisfyingly dark. Like, these kind of post-apocalyptic shows that try and be like always fun and always gags sometimes fall flat, but this goes there when it needs to go there.
That's what good science fiction should do, I reckon.
Exactly. And the actors are just like, they're giving stellar performances all round. It's fully believable, and you really care for them. And even like the flawed characters, because there are really flawed characters in here, you're really like, wow, I can see your motivation, I can see what's going on with you, I can see why you're making these choices.
It's so great that we can celebrate such awesome New Zealand television at the moment. Like, I think that's a very exciting thing that we're seeing so much more of it in prime time, so much more of it, like more of these like adventurous stories and plots getting funded. More of this, please. That would be great.
Yeah, more of this. I mean, Wellington Paranormal is still one of the best things to come out of New Zealand ever. alongside Go Girls. and also Educators season 1 and season 2 are phenomenal. We have the talent, we have such great writers here. Like, no wonder we have like multiple comedy panel shows, because just have so many funny people.
We really
do. So give them all shows. So give everyone a show.
So if people want to go and watch Creamery, the best place is TVNZ On Demand if you want to binge it.
Yeah.
Or watch along at a, you know, relaxed pace.
Week by week pace, if you're traditional like that.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Sam.
No
I really
worries.
Appreciate that. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.